Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ephraim Tannenbaum. Maseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
We're learning the Ezras Hashem, Bava Basra, Daf, Kuf Lamed Beis. We're beginning right at the top of Amud Aleph, where it says, Boi Rabba Babari Heyach. Rabba is going on the din that Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel taught back on the previous Daf, that HaKlisiv Kol Nechasav L'Ishtoi Lo'yasoh El Apotropos. Which means that even though what we have lefanein was a perfectly good shtar matana that says that all the nechasim should belong to the wife, but since we have an umdina that's moitzi from what we see lefaneinu, we have an umdina that he didn't really mean it as a serious matana, he really meant to be machavit or maker and to an apotropos. We use that umdina to be mafkia from the pashtus and to take away the kinyan of the matana. Rava clears whether we say that by a bari as well or only by a shrivara. The Gemara Lemaisa is never poshet the shayla, it blibes the body of shita. And now the shayla is, how do we pass it in such a case? So we take a look at the Rush in Simon Lamed Beis, and the Rush says, what Lechayri appears to be the pashtra, the davar pashut. He says that since it's a suffix, whether or not the Isha is kaina, so she's not kaina because a suffix kinyan is not kaina. Whenever you have a dispute between the Maitzi and the Muchsik, or the Maitzi and the Marikama, we always say that it blibes by the Marikama because I'm Maitzi Mechavar El Haraya. It would seem that what could be more pashut? It's a very straightforward of a case of HaMaitzim HaChavar El HaFaraya. Aber LeMaisa, there's what appears to be an identical case in the next paragraph, Daf Kuf Mem Ches, where over there we see a Gevaldik HaMachlekes Rishenim, and not only that, but the Rush himself is on the other side. The Gemara over there on Kuf Mem Ches is going on the din of the Mishnah, that an ordinary Matnas Shchiv Mira has a din that Amad Chayzer. If a Shechimira gives away all of his nechasim and then he gets better, he could be chayzer, even though he never spoke out that he's only giving it a daita that he's going to die. But we have an umdina that he really meant that he's only giving it a daita that he's going to die. And so if he gets better, then he could be chayzer from the matana. The Gemara in Kufam Chesim Abayz clarifies to Shaila, what about hikdishai, ma'am? What's the din if, rather than giving it to a friend, he had been makdisha? Do we say the same thing? He only was makdisha because he thought he was going to die, now he got better. So Adaita Dehachi, he never was going to be Makdashit. Or maybe by Hekdash, he's Gomaru Makni, he really wants it to go to Hekdash. Zakti Gomaru, Teku. It blibes the Shaila. How do you paskin with that Teku? Where again, what we see, Lefaneinu, the pashtus of what we see, is that a person with Makdash is Nechasim. But there's an Umdino that he only did it Adaita, that he's going to die. And now we have a suffix about whether that Umdino is true in a case of Hekdishai. So the Rambam, in Perek Tes, of Hilchas Chiyu Matana, Halacha Yutes, paskins, that the Hakdasha is not Chal. Why? Because of the Svar that we were just saying, that HaMaitzi Mechavar El HaFaraya. Since there's a Suffolk that maybe the Hakdasha shouldn't be Chal, the Gemara has never preached the Shaila, so it's a Suffolk Kinyan. A Suffolk Kinyan is not Koina. HaMaitzi Mechavar El HaFaraya. Over the Rush himself over there, in Perek Chav, in the ninth Perek in Simon Chav Gimel, he writes, Punkt Verkehrt. He writes that the Hakdasha is Chal, and the person can't be Chayzer, even if he gets better. She'ein mevatlim maisav, the Rush's Lashon is, ele imkein borlan umdina. That if you want to be mevatl someone's maisav because of an umdina, it has to be a klara umdina. And if you have a suffix about the umdina with which you come to be mevatl the maisav, don't be mevatl the maisav. And l'chayra, that's svar of the Rush, should apply just as well in our case, and is seiser the psak of the Rush in our case. Over here also, what we see lefaneinu is a matana. He was kaisav kol nechasav l'ishtai. We have a suffix that maybe there's a svar of l'yasar el apotropa, that he really didn't mean it seriously, he only meant to be mechavit har, but we're not sure if we say that svar bari bari. So it's not barur lan umdina. Why don't we say a mevatlin maisav ele imkein barur lan umdina? That's the steer between the two psakim of the Rush. And let's understand better. What's Taka the Pshat in the Svara of the Rush in the ninth parak, where he says, Eim avat l'maisav elin kein berlon umdina. Why Taka? Let's say there's only a suffix umdina. Over l'maisav, that makes it a suffix whether this person is kaina. And we always have a klal, that when you have a suffix whether or not a kinyan is chal, we should say, ha-maitzi mechaveri olav haraya. So the Ksesa Choshin and Simen Reish Nun, Sifkot and Hay, says that there's a much deeper Pshat in the Rush over there. If there would be a suffix whether or not somebody is kaina, he wouldn't be kaina at all. But the pshat and the svar of the Rush is that any time that we have a suffix about an umdina, then that by definition makes it no suffix at all, and we know for sure that the kinyan is chal. How so? Because every time that we say an umdina to be moitzi from a kinyan. L'mashal in the Gemara over there, where we talk about a matnas chimera, where we have an umdina that he only gave it a daita that he's going to die. Or in our Gemara, where we have a kaitzim nechazvel ishtai, and we have an umdina that he only meant to make her into an apotropos. In all of these cases, you can have a kasha. Good, we know that that's all he meant. But it blives dvarim shebelev. Since he didn't say it, we pask in dvarim shebelev inam dvarim. How could we might see from the kinyan that he made, from the haknah that he made, just because we know that that's not what he really meant? Why don't we say dvarim shebelev inam dvarim? But the teretz is, zaktik sais. Because the Rishonim say, Taisus and Kedushin Daf Mem Tes, as well as many other Rishonim speak out, that it's not a klal gadol in all cases that dvarim shebelev inam dvarim. It depends on how clear the umdana is. And there's a category that the Rishonim call dvarim shebelibay velev kol adam. Something that would be a universal dvarim shebelev. Everybody under these circumstances would have this in mind. That's not considered dvarim shebelev anymore. Once it's belibay velev kol adam, then we say havin dvarim. Then his dvarim shebelev are considered dvarim, and it works. And that's the key to every umdana. The reason why the umdana works is because it's belibay velev kol adam. The mele zak seksais. By definition, the only kind of an umdana is a vade umdana. But once it's a suffik umdana, meaning we're not sure if that's what he has in mind or not, then it doesn't even matter if he had it in mind. Because even if he did have it in mind, it's only dvarim shebelev. The only way that we take it out of dvarim shebelev is if it's belib avalev kol adam. But if we ourselves are not sure that that's the proper way to touch up his intention, that means, of course, it's not belib avalev kol adam. It's not such a klar umdana. It's not a universal das that everybody in these circumstances would have this das. We don't know what's the right way to touch up what a person would think. So if we don't know, so it's not belib avalev kol adam for sure. So even al hatsad, that the Shechivimra Taka meant that him Amad Chayzer, but since we're not sure that he means that, it's only Dvarim Shebelev. So the Hekdash is Kaina. And in Arsikya, you'd say the same thing. Even Al Hatsad, that the Baal only meant to make his wife into an apotropos, but since we're not sure that he meant that in the case of Abari, so it blives Dvarim Shebelev, and it shouldn't be Mafkiya from the Kenyan, and the Isha should be Kaina. So the Ksais has a Gavaldik Esvar to be Mazbir, the Shitas Harash, over there on. In the ninth paragraph of Kuf Mem Ches, to explain why the Hekdash is Chal. But, like we just spoke out, but that Svara would also explain very well why over here the Isha would be Kaina. So that Svara doesn't help to be Miyashiv the Stira between the Rush over there and the Rush over here. The Shmuel Rozovsky, in his Shiurim Ois Kuf Yud Ches, is Ma'ir that there is, however, a second explanation for the Svara of the Rush over there in the ninth paragraph. That second explanation is found in the Shita Gubetzes B'Shem Rabbeinu Yoina, Peshtetzach, not coming to explain the Rush, but coming to explain a statement in the Gemara a little bit earlier on the Amud, on Kuf Mem Ches Amud Beis, Ayin Sham. Rabbeinu Yoina says a Svara, which could be used as a second explanation for the Rush, and I'll pee that Svara, Rabbeinu Yoina, there's already a Makam Zekter B'Shmuel to be Mechalik between the case over there and the case over here. The lashon of Rabbeinu Yoina is le'asi safek u'moitzi midei vaday, meaning that if we have a sibas hakin, a sibas chalais, a siba for the kinyan yes to be chal, which is b'teres vaday, and a siba for the kinyan not to be chal, or a siba to be mavatal the kinyan, a siba to be mafkia the kinyan, and that siba is only a safek, then we say le'asi safek u'moitzi midei vaday, and so the kinyan is yes chal. And the umdina that should have been mafkiya from the kinyan that we ignore. Now, if we take it to pshutai, so that svara, again, it really applies to both gemaras. It explains why over there we would say that the hektish is chal. The person said haray is a hektish. So avada, that's a siba for the hektish to be chal. We have a svara that maybe he doesn't really mean it, that it should be chal if he gets better. We have a suffix about that, so it can't be maitzi from the vade sibasa chalais. And we'd say l'chayr the same thing over here. That the person was case in the chas of l'ishtai, but we have a suffix that maybe there's an umdun of le'asa al apotropos, le'asi suffix umaitzim de vada. A reduct of Shmuel, there's a grace and makam l'chalik between the two that helps us understand much, much better what Rabbeinu Yoina means when he says over there that it's a case of a suffix and a vadai. Because over there, where we're talking about a shchivara who gave away his nechasim, he was makdish his nechasim. And we have a suffix that maybe there's an umdana that he had in mind that it should only be chal if he dies. That means that we have a suffix that maybe he had in mind a t'nai. Not that he had in mind that he's just kidding, that he doesn't mean this kinyan to be chal at all. But we had a suffix that what he had in mind was a t'nai. In our Gemara, it's nishtazai. In our Gemara, the Baal was kesef nechasef le'ishtai, but there's an umdana that he only meant to be mechavid, hardly asa el apatrapa. And if that umdana is correct, he never had in mind for this kinyan to be chal. But over there, even if the umdana is correct, it doesn't mean that he never had a mind for the kinyan to be chal, but it means then that he only wanted it to be chal if he dies, and it shouldn't be chal if he stays alive. He had a mind that he should be able to amad chayzer, meaning that he really had a mind that it should be al tnai. If you're coming to be mevatel al kinyan with a tnai, then zekter of Shmuel, there's a svar that tnai milsa achrisihi. He refers to the Rush in Shuvas Zimin Lamed Hey Ois Tes, where the Rush says a chiddush. That if a person makes a t'nai, he's mekadesh and isha al menas, let's say that she gives him a sayim zuz. And then later he comes and he says, you know what, I want the kedushin to be chal even if you don't give me the sayim zuz. So the Rush says he could be mevatel the t'nai, and the kedushin will be chal even if she doesn't give the money. And the kash is, but how could that be? The maisa kedushin that he made was a maisa that should only be chal if she gives the money. Good, he doesn't want the money anymore. But where's the siba for the kedushin to be chal in the eventuality of her not giving the money? And for the Rush, it's not true that when you make a t'nai, it's a shiur on the sibas ha-chalois, that makes the maisa kedushin, the maisa kinyan, only a siba for the kinyan to be chal al hatzad that the t'nai is mekuyim. Every maisa kinyan is a maisa kinyan gomer. It's a siba for the kinyan to be chal on all tzadim. But the t'nai is a milsa achrisi that comes to be mevatel the chalais. So you're making a maisa kedushin, what the t'nai says, but if she doesn't give the money, that should be mevatel the kedushin. Then if you come later and you say, no, I changed my mind, so you take away the t'nai, you take away what should have been mevatel the kedushin, and you bly with a full-fledged siba for the kinyan to be chal. That's the Russian, again, Chayav Sechubis, Klal Amad, Hey, Ois Tes, Zog Reb Shmuel, was negeh le'inyoneinu, that means that when you have a suffix about a t'nai, so you have a vaday that the shchimim relasi was makdish and nechasim, but we have a suffix that maybe he had in mind that it should only be chal if he dies. So that means that even if we're right that he had in mind that it should only be chal if he dies, but he made a hakdasha which is a complete siba for the hekdash to be chal, maybe he also had in mind that tonight that should be mevatel the hakdasha if he gets better. We have a suffix about that which comes to be mevatel it. So there we could say we have a vaday Sibas hachalais and a suffix on what should be mevatel the chalais le'asi suffix umaitzi midei vaday. Like Rabbeinu Yehuda says, it makes a lot of sense on daf kuf mem ches. But over here, where we're not talking about an umdino that he had in mind some kind of a t'nai. Over here, we're talking about an umdino. We're clearing about an umdino that he was just kidding, that it was kesef kol nechasef le'ishtei, but he never really meant it. If he never really meant it, then we don't have here a siba for the kinyan yes to be chal. And a suffix that maybe there's also a siba to be mevatel the kinyan. Al hatzad that he never really meant it, there's no siba for the kinyan to be chal. If he was kaysim chasv l'ishtay, having in mind that he only was making her an apatrapa, then there was never a siba for the kinyan to be chal in the first place. So the suffix in the umdina that's mafkia from the kinyan is really a suffix in the whole siba for the kinyan to begin with. So here you can't say Rabbeinu Yehuda svara of l'asit suffix umayt simidei vaday. V'meil l'zektrum Shmuel. That's why over here, the Rush says, she's not koina. When we have a suffix that there might be an umduna that's mafkia from her kinyan, that means that we have a suffix whether there's any siba for the kinyan to be chal. So she's not koina. Only in daf kuf memches, where the umduna was not that the kinyan was not that he had in mind the kinyan shouldn't be chal altogether. It was only that he had in mind that the kinyan shouldn't be chal if he gets better. So there we're dealing with a t'nai, which is a milsa achrisi. There's a makom to say that there was a vaday siba for the kinyan yes to be chal, and a suffik for the kinyan not to be moitzi from the kinyan for the t'nai. Lo yasi suffik umoitzi midei vaday. Let's go ahead now to the Gemara, 7 lines from the top of the Amud. In the middle of the Braisa, it brings a case. Kosav kol nechasav l'ishtev yotza alav shtar choyv. And the Brisa says that according to the Chachamim, Tikrek Ksubas V'tamoid Al Matonosa V'nimtzis Karachas Mikan U'Mikan. That if somebody wrote a shtar giving his wife all of his nechasim, so there's an umdana that because she received all of his nechasim as a matana, so she's now meichel on the shibud, on the rights that she had to those nechasim. Mikayach liksuba, because it's better to have it as a matana gemura than just to have it as a shibud. But even though sometimes she's going to lose because of that, because the shibud was from an earlier date, it was the ksuba, the matana is only from now. And in the event that a bal chayiv will come, who got his chayiv between the time of the ksuba and the time of the matana, so now she's going to end up losing. She's going to be a karachs mikan u'mikan, because her zchus mikayach the ksuba isn't going to work because she was meichel on it. Her zchus mikayach the matana isn't going to work because the bal chayiv comes before the matana. Nevertheless, the chachamim say that even b'chihai gavna, we have an umdana that she's meichel, and so she's nimseis karachas mikan u'mikan. In the Gemara on the fifth wide line, it says, Amar Rav Nachman, Halacha, Tikre Ksubas V'tambud Al Matanos V'nimseis Karachas Mekan U'Mekan. Rav Nachman passes like the Chachamim, and the Gemara then says, L'meimra, Deloy Azal Rav Nachman Basar Umdina. And that line in the Gemara is L'chir, a Peladik line. The Gemara says that if Rav Nachman passes like the Chachamim, that means he doesn't hold of Umdina. We just explained the words of the Chachamim, that their whole reason is because of an umdina. The reason why she lost her right to the ksuba, tikre ksubasa, is because we have an umdina that when she receives the nechasim as a matana, she's meichel on her schus mikayach the ksuba. She never said that she's meichel on her schus mikayach the ksuba. There's an umdina that she was meichel. That's the pshat and the shit of the chachamim. Nevertheless, the Gemara says that if Rav Nachman passes like the chachamim, that means Rav Nachman is loy azal basar umdina. The Rashbam explains, Rav Nachman loy asal loy azul basar umdina. Look, the Rashbam da hami oimir hadas yesh lanu loymer de loy machla shibur hani nechasim b'shvil hamatana. That there would be an umdina to say that ferkert, that she wasn't meichel the nechasim if a bal chayv is going to come. If we were going to follow umdinas, we would use that umdina to limit her machila. Good, she was meichel on the nechasim. But not if a bal chayiv is going to come. If a bal chayiv is going to come and then her mechila is going to make her lose her rights to the nechasim, and then mestama she wouldn't be meichel. So there's an umdina that she wouldn't be meichel al hatzad that a bal chayiv is going to come. And since Rav Nachman doesn't make that chiluk and he says that her mechila is a mechila b'chol ha'if, and even if a bal chayiv comes, that means he doesn't go baser umdina. So the Rashbam explains what umdina the Gemara means when the Gemara says that we see Rav Nachman doesn't go baser umdina. But the pel remains. Good, you see that he doesn't follow that umdina. But how could you say Michal the loy azul Rav Nachman basar umdina? But he is still following a different umdina. And so the kasha really is maishna the first umdina from the second. The pshan and the chachamim, their whole shita of tikra ksubasa is based on an umdina that if she receives the nechasim as a matana, she'd be meichel on her schus mechayich the ksuba. And yet at the same time, they're not saying a second umdina, which would limit that mechila and say she's only meichel if a balchiv doesn't come, but if a balchiv will come, then she wouldn't be meichel. Maishna, the first umdina that the chachamim do follow, maishna, the second umdina that the chachamim don't follow, and vosep is that when the Gemara is describing this shita, it's described as a shita of loy azul basar umdina. So Rabbi Chanan, in Kavitz Shiurim, Ois Taf Lamed Vav, explains the chiluk between these two umdinas, and it's very much along the lines of the raid that we were just saying over before, that there's a chiluk between an umdina that comes to make a t'nai versus stam an umdina. The first umdina here in the sugya, the umdina which the chachamim do use, is an umdina that an isha which receives such a matana is meichel on her ksuba. Now that's an umdina of an absolute maisa that she does, that she makes a mechila. The second umdina, the umdina which the chachamim aren't making, is an umdina that says that that mechila should be al tanai. That a person who's being meichel on the zchus of the ksuba just because she got the nechasim as a matana would only want to do that if no bal chayiv comes that would be kaidim to the matana. But if a bal chayiv does come that would be kaidim to the matana, then I wouldn't want that mechila to be chal. We have an umdina that it's reasonable to expect that one would make such a tanai in his mechila. Rav Nachman and the Chachamim and the Braisa don't follow that umdina which would make a t'nai in the mechila. So the distinction is, they do follow an umdina that there's a mechila, but they don't follow the umdina that will be matla tonight in the mechila. And Zakt Rabbi Chanan, because this is fundamental to the whole idea of Tanayim, he refers to the Rishenim, he brings a makor from Rashbam a little bit later on in our parak, which as Hashem will hopefully talk about when we get there. But he also brings from Rishenim and Gittin that Eska Kasha, on the whole din of Tanay Kofful and of Mishpatei Tanayim, the Kasha starts with the Tesis and Ksubas Dafnin Vav, how could we say that when a person says it Tanay, but he says it wrong, the Tanay doesn't take effect? That's the din of Mishpatei Tanayim. The Mishnah in Kedushin Daf Samach Aleph or Meir says that a Tanay has to be a Tanay Kofful and a Hin Kedim Lalav and a Tanay Kedim Lamaisa. So if a person doesn't make the Tanay correctly, then the Tanay is Batal and the Maisa is Kayim. And the Kasha is, but surely he doesn't want the Maisa to be Kayim in the event, Lamashal, if he says that here's a get Almanasa, you give me 200 Zuz. So even though he didn't speak out, but if you don't give me 200 Zuz, then the get shouldn't be Chal. But we know that he means that. We know that if he doesn't get the money, he doesn't want the get to be Chal. So why doesn't the Tanai work Mikayach Umduna? How could we say that because he wasn't for the Tanai? The Tanai is ineffective. We have an umduna that he means the second half, that he means that if you don't give me the money, then the get shouldn't be chal. So why doesn't it work? Mikoyach umduna. And for the Rashba, that enachanami, the din of Tanayim, the gzeiras hakosav of Tanayim, is the gzeiras hakosav that we don't follow umdunas. Otherwise, there couldn't be a din of Tanay kafel. Every Tanay she'ene kafel is no worse than an umduna, but if the Torah requires, as we learn from Bnei God of Bnei Ruvain, that a Tanai needs to be kafel, that means that when it comes to Tanayim, we don't follow Umdinus. Even though elsewhere we follow Umdinus, but by Tanayim we don't. And the Rashbin Gittin says, and that's Shitas Rameyer, and we don't pass it like Rameyer. It's a big machalikas Rishenim. Some Rishenim say we do pass it like Rameyer. Some Rishenim pass it that we don't. Some Rishenim are machalik, that only by Gittin and Vikadushim we pass it like Rameyer. In Kan Mokam Laharach Bozeb, the Rashba over there has a tzad, this is what the Rav Chanan brings down. There's a tzad in the Rashba that maybe we don't pass on like our mayor, but al-kapanu was negeila in yaneinu, is that based on this raid, it's clear that there's a makim to be mechalik, and say that even if elsewhere we do use an umdina, but by tnoyim we don't use an umdina. Again, whether that's your mayor shita, whether everybody holds that way, or maybe really nobody holds that way, but there's at least such a havamina, al-kapanu zokto b'chadan, that's what the Shakavatari of our Gemara is about. When our Gemara talks about whether we're Uzzal Basr Umdino or not Uzzal Basr Umdino, it doesn't mean an Umdino where a person means to make an absolute Chalais. An Umdino that an Isha Bechiyah Gavne is Meichel on his Chus of the Ksuba. Such an Umdino, that's not debatable. Everybody makes such an Umdino. When we have a Shaklavitariya, Rav Nachman is Uzzal or Loi Uzzal Basr Umdino, it means an Umdino in a Tanai. That's more debatable. There's a tzad that there's a kusav of Tanayim ben Yehuda, and Reuben comes to be mitzi from the din of Umdina and says that Umdina doesn't work to make Tanayim. So what about that? Zok the Gemara Taka, Rav Nachman doesn't go basar Umdina. Avada, he says that if we think that an ish is likely to be meichel, so that counts as a mechila, such an Umdina, yes. But that which we think it's reasonable that the mechila would be al Tanay, and that she would really be thinking that if a Baal Chayiv comes, then she wouldn't want the Mechila to be Chal, that's already a Tanai that you want to affect based on an Umduna. On that Zakti Gemara, Le Ozl Rav Nachman Vassar Umduna. Now, Bacharan says, it's like I said, in Ois Tuf Lamed Vav. This is followed by a long discussion, the next 5-6 Oisiyos, where he has a lot of raid on the Inyan of Tanai, and he brings down a Chakira, which he brings down a discussion that he had with his Rebbe, Reb Chaim, about this Chakira, about whether the din of Tanai Kofel, of Rameyer, that he says that if you just speak out the positive part of the Tanai, Michlal Hein, Loi Shamin and Lav, we don't, Michlal Hav, Iyat HaShemeh, Michlal Hein, Iyat HaShemeh and Lav, that sheet of Rameyer, is that a special din in Tanoyim, Exeris HaKosov in Tanoyim, or is that a Klal in Lashon, and the way we understand Lashon, that Rameyer holds that a Lashon of Hain really doesn't imply a Lav, which would mean then that there really isn't an Umdana, or is it no, just Exeris HaKosov by Tanoim? Rabbi Chanan brings down how he brought Rayas to Rabbi Chaim answered up the Rayas, then he finds Rishenim, he says that the Ran holds one way, that he's arrived from Iran and Gittin, and he has arrived from the Rush and the Tshuva that we were talking about earlier, then he holds the other way. I'll call upon him, this raid that we were just saying now is all lafi the tzad, that the din that you need a Tanai Kofel is a Gzeiras HaKosov, a special din in Tanayim. According to the other tzad, which he brings from the Ran and Gittin, that the din that you need a Tanai Kafel is because Michal Hain I Atashime Alav, then that means that there really isn't an Umdana over there. Then there's no Makar from the din of Tanai Kafel that you don't follow an Umdana. So then this Teretz wouldn't work. As Hashem, if we have time, we're going to come back to this Kasha later on, based on a later part of the Daf, to discuss another possible Teretz to this Kasha. But Al Kaponim Rav Chanan says that Chach, according to the Tzad, that the din of Tanayim, the din of Tanai Kafel, is learned from Gezeiras HaKosov of Bnei Gad of Bnei Reuven, and that Gezeiras HaKosov comes to be Moitzi from the din of Umdana, then we would say that the whole Shakla Vatari and Argamar about whether or not we're Azul Basra Umdana means an Umdana that comes to be Matal Atanai. Next, let's talk about the din in the Braisa that appears 8 lines from the bottom of the Amud. Harei Shalach Bnei Lumdina Sayam Vishama Shemis Bnei V'Amud because of Kol Nachasav Al-Achirim. A person was under the mistaken impression that his only son had died. So he had no more children, so he wrote that his nechasim should go to other people. And then he found out that he was mistaken, really his son was alive. The braisa brings the machlekes tanaim, but the halach is like Rav Shimon ben Asya, who says, "Ein matanase matana." The matana is batul, she'ilu ha'yedeya she'bnei kayim like kasvan. We have an umdana, even though he didn't say any tanai that I'm doing this because my son is dead, but we have an umdana that he only did it because he thought that his son was dead. If he had known that his son was alive, he never would have given it away. And so the matana is batal. There's a very significant shuva that's brought down in the Mordechai in the first parak, Ois Tuf Tzadi Gimel, which the Achreinim referred to learn many chidushim from there. And the shuva is also brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya, Simon Reish Nun Aleph, Sif Hei. The Mordechai writes about a case as follows. There was a rich man, and when he was dying, he made a considerable contribution. He wrote that this amount of money should go to tzedakah. Liyamim, sometime after that, at the time that he died, he was wealthy, his whole family was wealthy, but sometime after that, yordu kroivav min nechseihem, some of his relatives had a reversal and they became poor. Zok the Mardechai, there was a machlekes among the poskim, and some said that the relatives should now be able to come and take that money that he had designated to tzedakah. And they referred to the braisa in our sugya, that just like Rav Shimon ben Asya says, that if we could assume that had he known that his son was alive, he never would have given it away to others. He would have saved it for his son. So the matana is batal and it goes to the son. So too over here, if we could assume that had he known that these relatives were going to become poor, he never would have given it to other aniyim. He would have saved it for his relatives, so it should go to the relatives. Then the Mordechai brings down that other Gedolim disagreed, but because of a reason that was very local and specific to that case, that if a person is giving tzedakah on his deathbed, so the idea is that he wants that zechus to be makdim him, to go ahead of him to the next world. And he wouldn't want to wait with the zechus for something that's going to happen later. Let's say these relatives were going to become poor a year later. So even if he would have known for a fact that a year later the relatives were going to become poor, he wouldn't want to make an arrangement that would have him spend 1 year in Gehenna and then get the zechus of tzedakah a year later to take him out. A person that's giving money away on his deathbed wants it to be chal immediately, and therefore they contest the umdana. They say there is no umdana that he would have waited had he known that the relatives were going to become poor. Those are the two opinions brought down in the Mordechai. Achreinim say, there's a tshuva from the Knesset HaGedola. The Shailas HaTshuvas is called Shailas HaTshuvas Ba'ichai, and it's written by the same author as the Knesset HaGedola, Rav Chaim Ben Avisti. And in Simon Kuf Pei Dalet of the Tshuvos Bo'i Chayi, he says that I learned from this Shtikl Mordechai two chidushim lagabe Ar Sugya. Because when we learn the Brayse in Ar Sugya, so he says there are two things I was wondering. It says, Harei Shehalach Benoi. The case is a son. Now we know Adam Karev Eitzel Benoi, that a person's das is most karev to his son, like we find elsewhere in Shulchan Aruch. There are special halachas lagabe Benoi. The Kseis has a chakir about whether it's also true lagabe ben Benoi, but al kopanim, uniquely these relatives, not other relatives like nephews or cousins. So maybe the din of this braisa also is only true lagabe Benoi, not lagabe other relatives. But from this Mordechai, I see not like that. Because the case in the Mordechai was not, it said Kroivim, it didn't say Banav, and it didn't say B'nai Banav also, so Pashas, any random, ordinary Kroivim also qualify with halacha of this Braisa. The Tzveita Chiddush, she says, that I see, is that it says in the Braisa, Kosav Kol Nechasav La'achirim. So I was wondering, it says in the Braisa that we'd be Mevatel the Matana when he gave it La'achirim. What about if he gave it to Hekdesh?
maybe if he gives it to Hektish, so there's a stronger svara to think that he wants dafka that matana should be kayim because of the zechus of it. And then I wouldn't extend the din of this brisa to a case of tzedakah, but from the fact that the Mordechai extends it to a case of tzedakah, so I see this second chiddush also, that achirim is lav dafka and hu adin tzedakah. So b'kitzur, two chakiris in the brisa, is benoy dafka or hu adin other kroivim, is achirim dafka or hu adin also to hektish, and the Knesset HaGedolah says that we could be poshed both from this Mordechai. I see from this Mordechai that they're both lav dafka, it's hu adin shar kroivim. We would also be mevatel the matana for the benefit of the shar kroivim, and it's hu adin if he gave it to tzedakah, we would also be mevatel the matana even though it was given to tzedakah. Avul Maisa, there's one more aspect of this shtickle in the Mordechai, of the case in the Mordechai, that makes it very different than the case in the Braisa, which the Knesset HaGedolah doesn't refer to, but it's the most surprising part of the, or aspect of the Mordechai, which gives reason to believe that maybe the Mordechai didn't really mean the din of our Braisa altogether, and that maybe both diyukim of the Knesset HaGedolah are not good diyukim. Why? Because the major difference between the case in the Braisa and the case in the Mordechai is that in the case in the Braisa, the facts that he didn't know were facts that were already true at the time. He gave away a matana on Sunday thinking that his son was dead, and it turned out that his son was really alive that Sunday, that day. In the case of the Mordechai, the person gave away the tzedakah thinking that his relatives, they don't need it, they're all wealthy. And they were wealthy. But sometime later, liyamim, the Mordechai says, let's say it was a year later, then one of the relatives became poor. The Mordechai wants to say that because a year later the relative became poor, and if he would have realized that would have happened a year later, then he wouldn't have given away this matana. We could be mevatel a matana that he gave today based on something that's going to be neilad in the future. That's a much bigger chiddush than what you see in our Braisa. So much bigger that there's a strong makom to say that maybe the din of the Mordechai really is not the same as the din in our Braisa altogether. Even though it's true the Mordechai is mitzayin to our Braisa, it could be that he means to show in our Braisa the svara that a person would want his money to go to his relatives rather than to a stranger. But the lumdus of the din of the Mordechai might be completely different than the din of the Braisa. In our Braisa, we're talking about being mevatel a kinyan. He made a transaction, gave a matana, and we're saying, the Rav Shimon Manasseh says, in matanasa matana, we rely on the umdina to be mevatel the matana. In the case of the Mordechai, we're not being mevatel anything. He said that the money should go to tzedakah. Now his kravim became poor, they're aniyim, they're zeich in the tzedakah. The whole shaila over there is a shaila in kedima in tzedakah. Do the relatives get kedima that they should be the aniyim that the tzedakah goes to? Here he gave it as a random contribution to tzedakah. It could go to any aniyim, and maybe we'd be makdim the aniyim in his town, or maybe we'd be makdim the aniyim that were poor already at the time that he died. And the chiddush of the Mordechai, of that first daya in the Mordechai, is that the kroivim could come and take it away from the gabbai tzedakah and say, the tzedakah should go to us. But that's not a bittul of the matana to tzedakah. That's that this should be the kiyum of the matan of the tzedakah. The tzedakah has to go to aniyim. We're aniyim. We should be kaidim to other aniyim. And that's what the gedolim in the Mordechai were arguing about when he says, Yesh gedolim said like that, and Yesh gedolim said like that. The other gedolim said no. That the aniyim that were aniyim immediately at the time of the matana, they have kedim on the money. And the first group of gedolim that was shtelling tzu to our sigit, they were saying that no, the kravim have kedim on the money. But that wasn't a bittul of anything. That was just a shailin of kedima in Hilchat Tzedakah. And if you take a look, this tshuva of the Mordechai, I mentioned before that it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. But it's not brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Choshen Mishpat and Reish Mem Vav, when the din of Reb Shimon Manasseh is brought down, Lagabi, the din of a bittul matana. It's brought down in Yeridiah, in Hilchat Tzedakah, in Simin Reish and Aleph. Because the Beis Yosef and the Ramah, both, who talk about that tshuva of the Mordechai, they saw it, Bepashtas, as a din in Hilchas Kedima in Tzedakah. But Lagabe, the Bittul of a Matana, that Yitaka wouldn't see from the Mordechai, because the case of the Mordechai, we can't be Mevatel Matana based on something that's Neilad in the future. And Taka, there's a tshuva in the tshuvas of the Maharam in Rutenberg,
who makes this Chiluk Lehedya,
the tshuva in the Rambam Rutenberg, which is brought down in the Kovet Shiurim here on Aretz Sugya, Ois Tov Mem Hei, he writes the Hegya that the din of Rabbi Shimon Menasya, that we could be mevatel someone's matana because of an umdina that I'd like to talk, he wouldn't have given it. It's only for a circumstance that was already present, b'shas that gave the matana, and not if something is nailed in the future. However, after saying this chiluk and that l'chari, there's a strong threat to be mechalik like that, I should point out that in the shach, on the din of Shimon Menasya, that's in Chayshin Mishpat, Reish Mem Vav, when the Machaber brings down the din of Shimon Menasya, that if someone thought his son was dead and he gave away his matan, his nechasim to someone else, and he discovered that his son was really alive, in Matanase Matana, klert the shach ashayla. What about if he had no children, so he gave his nechasim away, and then afterwards he was nifkad bezeres shel kayama, and now he does have children. Would we say the same thing that if ilu yitzir he had known ilu hayyadeya that he was going to have children, he wouldn't have given away the nechasim? Or do we say that it's only if it's a toes b'shas maisa and not for something that's neled in the future? The shach clears the shayla, and he says to take a look in the Tshuva the Maram Lublin and the Tshuva the Marashdam. And Lamais, if you take a look in both of those, they do say that the din of Rabbi Shimon Menasya could apply even to such a case. So there seems to be machlekes about it. Again, the Maram Rutenberg says Lahedya that it doesn't apply in such a case. The Tshuva the Maram Lublin says that it would apply even in such a case, and the Shach brings him down. La Halacha may very well be like that. But in the Kavana of the Mordechai himself, even if we neman like the Shach, like the Maram Lublin, but the Mordechai himself loved afka meant that, because the Mordechai himself again is going on a case of tzedakah where it could be that you don't need to come on to a din of bittul matana altogether.
Let's take a look now at the Gemara at the top of Amud Beis, where the Gemara says Umikule Kesuba Shanu Kan. The Gemara is referring to the Mishnah in Peah, which was brought 4 lines from the bottom of Amud Aleph, where it says, "Akasiv nechasav levana v'kasav leishtek karka kol shehum avda ksubasa," that we assume that she's meichel her ksuba in such a circumstance. And the Gemara is saying on that, "Mikule ksuba shanukan," meaning that meikir adin, really, we wouldn't say that she's meichel her ksuba, but there was a special kula that Chazal made to say that she loses her ksuba b'chi haygavna. The shaila is, though, that the Amirayim at the bottom of Amud Aleph, Rav, Shmuel, Rabbi Yisrael Bar Chanina, each one gave a pshat in what kind of a case the Mishnah was talking about. Rav said, was she participated in the Kinyan Sudar? Shmuel said, was she was present when and silent, she was Sheisik, when he was being Machalik of the Nechasim. Rabbi Yisrael Bar Chanina said, it's enough that he used the Lashon of Tli Karka Zebik Subasech, but each one was coming to explain why there's an umduna that b'chi haygavna, we understand, we interpret her actions as being a consent to a mechila. So if there's an umduna that she's meichel, so why then do we have to come on to mikule ksuba shanukan and say that it's a special takanas chachamim? And even though I understand the Rashbam says mikule ksuba that this is only true by a ksuba, it's not true by other bali chayvos, but the Rashbam goes on to say that that's because by other bali chayvos we wouldn't have any such umduna. By an isha b'ksubasa, there is an umdina that she's meichel b'chiyagavna. Once there's an umdina that she's meichel, so why do you have to come on to mikule ksuba shanukan? In the shiur of Shmuel Rozovsky, he raises this question in Ois Kufchaf, and he gives an answer. Before we come to his words, I want to be makdim to give the context of the discussion that he's talking about. Let's start with the words of the Ksais HaChoshen in Simin Yud Beis. Because the discussion that Rav Shmuel has is about what makes a mechila bichal. He doesn't bring the background. But in Simen Yud Beis in Shulchan Aruch, it says, mechila ein suicha kinyin. That you don't need any sort of a maisa kinyin to make the mechila bichal. So what do you need? So the Ksei says, tut stadim. Does that mean you don't need a maisa kinyin, it's enough just to have a dibur? Or does it mean even more? You don't need a maisa kinyin, you don't even need a dibur, it's enough even believe that if a person thinks a mechila, that's already enough to make a pichal. So Zaktik says, the Marshal writes that a mechila is chal even believe. And the Marshal brought a raya from the Mishnah in Ksubis, Daf Kuf Dalet, where it says that if an isha was not teveya her ksuba for 25 years, then avda ksubasa. And Rashi says, because ha'il v'shaska kalei lu hashanim, if she was shesik for so long, machlasa, she was surely meichal.
So Dr. Marshall, here we're assuming that she was Michael, but she never said that she's Michael. We see from there that a Mechil Belev is Chal. And the Ksais writes, Ube'inai Yipale Hadavar. He says, it's a pellet to me how the Marshall could hold that a Mechil is Chal Belev. We never find that a Chalais could be Chal just Belev, except Zak the Ksais, we find in Kedushin Daf Mem Aleph, it says about Shuma and about Kodshim, that there is Nehu B'machshava, that they could be Chal with Machshava. Fresh as Shuma, we learn from an Chashav Lachem Shuma Aschem, and Kodshim also, but even the Kodshim that's mentioned in the Gemara over there, the Ksay says, it means Dafka to be Makdish, an animal as a korban, Kedushas Haguf, but Stamadu nation to Hektish, the Ksay says, would be like any other Mekach Memkar, and like Gittin, and like Kedushin, and nothing is Chal Belev. You can't make a Chalais just Belev. And therefore he says that Mechila also, it can't be Chal just Belev. Me'ikr Adin, what you need is a Dibur, you need that it should be Chal Bepeh. But the Marshal's right from the Mishnah in Ksubis about the 25 years. So he says the Pshat is, Zakzik says, that Avad you need Bepeh. But the reason why you need Bepeh is because if it's just Belev, it will be Chasaron of Dvarm Shabalev. Dvarm Shabalev Inam Dvarm. But once it's Belev of Belev Kol Adam, that overcomes the problem of Dvarm Shabalev Inam Dvarm. And then Itaka Kabichal Belev. So the case in Ksubis Daf Chafei of an Isha that wasn't Teveher Ksuba for 25 years, that's the Dvarm Shabalib of Lev Kol Adam, and therefore it could be Chal even without a Dibor. Now let's say over another Bederech HaKdama, another Maramakam, a third Tzad in Mechila, and this is Rav Baruch Ber, the first Shtickle in the Birkas Shmuel in Maseches Kedushin, Simon Aleph, Ois Gimel. Although he doesn't bring down the Ksais over there, but he's Mesiaches to this discussion, he agrees with the conclusion of the Ksais that a Mechila would not be Chal Belev, but not for the same reason as the Ksois, because it's a chasaron of Dvarm Shabalev. Rav Baruch Ber says that there's two dinim in the halach of Dvarm Shabalev and Dvarm. There's a Rashba in Kedushin on the case of the Gemara over there where it says Dvarm Shabalev and Dvarm le'inyin of somebody who made a mechira adaita, and he had in mind adaita le'mezik la'arad Yisrael. Then when he wasn't going up to Eretz Yisrael, he wanted the mechira to be batal. We say Dvarm Shabalev and Dvarm. If somebody is Mekadesh and Isa and says Kesavr ha'yisi shehi kehenes, turns out she's not a kahanis, he wants it to be bottled, we say Dvarm Shabalev Inam Dvarim. If somebody was giving a get, he said Reitza Ani, but deep inside he had a kavana that he really doesn't want the get to be Chal, we say Dvarm Shabalev Inam Dvarim. But the Rashba in Kedushin over there, it's Kasha. He says, what about the mission at the beginning of Maseches Nazir, where it talks about somebody who says, Ehei, I will be. He doesn't say what he will be, but if there's a Nazir Iver Lefanov, so then it's clear from the context that he means a hey Nazir, so then we say that he becomes a Nazir. Frek the Rashba, why don't we say Dvarm Shabalev Einam Dvarim? Good, he meant I'll be a Nazir, but he never said it. So Dvarm Shabalev shouldn't make him into a Nazir. And for the Rashba, we only say Dvarm Shabalev Einam Dvarim when the Dvarm Shabalev are being Seser, the Dvarm Shabapeh. Like in the cases that we said, he's making a Mechira, he's making a Kedushin, so his Dvarm Shabapeh is that the Mechira should be Chal, the Kedushin should be Chal. But he had Dvarm Shabalev that, oh, but if she's not a Kehenis, it shouldn't be Chal. If I don't go to Eretz Yisrael, it shouldn't be Chal. So there the Dvarm Shabalev are being Seisa Dvarm Shabapeh. Or he gave a get, but he had a mind that it shouldn't be Chal. Dvarm Shabalev are being Seisa Dvarm Shabapeh. But if he says Ehei, and he means I'll be a Nazir, and he's not saying anything else that indicates that he shouldn't be a Nazir, and inside he's thinking that he should be a Nazir. On that like the Rashba, we don't have a problem with Dvarm Shabalev in the Dvarm, and such Dvarm should be Chal. That's the Rashba. The Shmuel brings down the Rashba. That's all Lagabi, the first din of Dvarm Shabalev. But there's another din which says that in order to make a chalais can't be chal without anything. Usually a chalais needs a maisa. A kedusha needs a maisa. A gerusha needs a maisa. Some chalais maybe don't need a maisa. To be mafkir something, to be makdish something doesn't need a maisa. It needs a dibur. But chach, a dibur, you're for sure going to need. You can't make a chalais bichal out of nothing. And Zakhtar Baruch Ber, that's not else the din of Dvarm Shabalev Inam Dvarim, which the Rashba limits that it's only true if it's being said to the Dvarm Shabapeh. That's because there's no siba for the chalais if you didn't say anything to make it bichal. To create a chalais, you need to speak it out, not else the regular din of Dvarm Shabalev Inam Dvarim, but because you need a siba to make the chalais bichal. All the cases in the Gemara and Kedushin, the Dvarm Shabalev are not coming to make a Chalais Fakert. He's making a Mechira with a Maisa Kenyan, but he has in mind a Daita LeMesach, or he's making a kedusha with Maisa Kinyan, but he has a monk, several Yisishi Kehenes. There you don't have this problem that, oh, a chalais needs something to make a bichal. And even the case that the Rashba is differentiating from, the case of the Nazirus, over there also, he has the Dibur of a hay, which is, and Dibur is enough to make a Nazirus bichal. So there also, you don't have this chasarin that you can't make a chalais bichal just with a machshava. But to create a chalais out of nothing, he says, there, you need a machshava won't work, but not on the din of Amrish HaBalev, just because you can't create a chalais with a machshava. So the mashal, to make something hefka, you don't need a ma'aseh kinyan, but a dibur you need. And Dvarim Shebelev won't help. And over there, it's not because the Dvarim Shebelev are being seis or the Dvarim Shebefev. It's because in order to make something bichal, you need to do something, you need to say something to make it bichal. A machshava can't make a chalais bichal. So too with hektish, if we accept the chiddush of the seis, that the din that hektish is chal b'machshava is only the gavi kedushas aguf. But to make a donation to Bedek HaBayis, for that it's enough to, you don't need. So that machshava doesn't help. It's enough to have a dibur. But a dibur you'll need. With less than a dibur, with just a machshava, it won't be chal, because to make a chalais, you need a dibur. So Rav Baruch Ber's yisoid is that besides for the regular din of dvarim shebelevin of dvarim, which is only if it's coming to be seis of dvarim shebepeh, there's another din that to make a chalais always needs a dibur. Which means now that, that's when we come back to the ksesis discussion, which again, Rav Baruch Ber is not Lahedya Mesiachas of the Ksais discussion, but the Ksais brought down two dais about whether Mechila could be Chal B'Lev. The Marshal holds it could be Chal B'Lev. The Ksais says, no, it can't be Chal B'Lev. But the Ksais's reason why it can't be Chal B'Lev is because Ram Shavalevi and Im Dvarim. Rav Baruch Ber is saying, no, the reason why it can't be Chal B'Lev is because you're trying to make a Chalais, and you need to say it in order for a Chalais to be Chal. And the Nafkamina between Rav Baruch Ber's reason and the Ksais's reason is, what about if it's B'Lev B'Lev Kol Adam? Here the Ksais had said that he'd be made if it's believe or believe kol adam, that overcomes the problem of dvarim shebelevin and dvarim, then it could be chal. But according to Rav Baruch Ber's reason, that it's because a chalais needs a dibur, there has to be a positive trigger for the chalais to be chal, so then believe or believe kol adam is not going to help. If you first don't have a dibur, then we get the chalais be chal. Now let's come back to Rav Shmuel. Again, Rav Shmuel doesn't mention the chalais or the Rav Baruch Ber, but he, on his own, says over some of the same read as this Rav Baruch Ber. He says that when we're talking about the Mechila in our sugya, let's come back to what it says in our Gemara. There's a Mishnah in Peah where it says that if a person is Kesev Nechasav Levan of a Kesev Ishtei Karka Kol Shehu, so we have an Umdina, Rav, Shmor, Reis, Bechanina, each one explains the basis for the Umdina, we have an Umdina that she's Meichel. Then we want to know, so why do we have to come out to Mikule Kesuba Shanukan? We have an Umdina that she's Meichel. Dr. Baruch Ber, I'm sorry, Dr. Shmuel Rozovsky, Taka, if the pshat was like the Marshal, like the Ksois, we wouldn't need Mikulik Subashanukan. Because over here, the Mechila should be Chal Me'ikir Adin. According to the Marshal of Adet, should be Chal. It's a Mechila Belev. Mechila Belev is all you need. Even according to the Ksois, it ordinarily needed to be prepared. But if it's Belev Belev Kol Adam, the Ksois says, then it should be Chal. If over here we have an Umdina, so Pashas, that makes it Belev Belev Kol Adam. But if we say like Rav Baruch Ber, that when you're trying to make a chalais, when you're trying to shaf something, so then there's a din that you need a dibur, a machshava can't create a chalais. So then it doesn't help that it's believe or believe kol adam. You're first missing the trigger, missing the dibur that you need to make the chalais bichal. So really this mechila shouldn't help. Even though there's an umdina, but an umdina can't create a chalais out of nothing. That's why you need to come on to mikulik subashanukan. That's what Shmuel writes in Ois Kuf Chof, and again, that's Miyashev, what it says here in our sugya. But L'chair, we're not done yet, because L'maisa, the Ksais and the Marshal both brought the Mishnah in Ksubistaf Kuf Dalet, where it says that if an Isha was not to pay her Ksuba for 25 years, she's Meichel or Ksuba, the Marshal said, because Mechila B'Lev is a Mechila, and the Ksais said, because it's B'Lev B'Lev Kol Adam. But according to Rav Baruch Ber, and according to Rav Shmuel, that in order to create a chalais, you need a dibur. And it doesn't help believe B'Lev Kol Adam, because here it's not the chesaron of Dvarim Shebelevin and Dvarim. It's that it's coming to make a chalais. So then, what's Pshan in the Mishnah over there? B'Shalom over here, you can say, because Mekulik Subashanukan. Over there, the Mishnah doesn't say Mekulik Subashanukan. So the emphasis is that here we would be Mechalik between Rav Baruch Ber And Rav Shmuel, Rav Baruch Ber says this klal, that to create a chalais needs a dibur. Machshava doesn't help to make a chalais. But he doesn't say it on our sugya. He doesn't say that he's coming to talk about cases of mechila. He's going, what's mentioned specifically is why a Naziris wouldn't be chal belev, why a Hakdasha wouldn't be chal belev. Kinyanim need a dibur to make them, even when you don't need a maisa, but they need a dibur to make them bichal. What about mechila? Is mechila in the category of kinyan or not? So the emes is, there's a chakira in the Machne Ephraim in Simon Yud Aleph of Hilchas Zechiyah v'Hefker clears a chakira whether mechila is a kinyan or whether it's a siluk. On the tzad that it's a siluk, pashtus, there's a makam to say that then it doesn't need, it wouldn't have this din of Rav Baruch Ber that to create a chalais needs a dibur. It's not a creating of a chalais, it's just removing a claim. So it could be there's a makam, I'll pee this chakir of the Machne Ephraim, to say that maybe cases like ours and like the Mishnah in Ksuvah Staf Kaf Dalet are different, don't have this isoid of Rav Baruch Ber and of Rav Shmuel, that a chalais needs a dibur. But for Rav Shmuel, we can't say that, because Rav Shmuel is goofing coming to talk about cases of mechili. He's coming to explain why in our sugya the mechili wouldn't be chal me'ikar adin. So then it's already very hard to be mechali between our sugya and the Mishnah Ksuvah Staf Kaf Dalet. If the case over here wouldn't be chal me'ikar adin, so why would the case over there be chal me'ikar adin? But Pashtus, Rav Shmuel would say that in Achanami, over there also you have to come on to mekulei ksuvah shanu kan. For the same reason why our case wouldn't be chal me'ikar adin, that case, but Pashtus also wouldn't. Rav Shmuel doesn't say this, but perhaps that's what he would say about the Mishnah over there. Again, according to Rav Baruch Ber, you don't need to say that chiddush, but according to Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, you do. But both of them also have to deal with another kasha. All right, at least, I'm sorry, Rav Shmuel Rozovsky has to deal with another kasha, because the ksais, b'seif dvarav, he brings in the sugya from Baba Kama Daflamet Hey, where he talks about ta'anei chitim v'hoidilei b'sa'irim. Of course, it's not our Indian, I'm not going to say over with any kind of arichas, but there's a halacha that ta'anei chitim v'hoidilei b'sa'irim, we paskin that he's potter. He's not chayiv, even the sa'irim that he's maida, because what he was maida, the other person wasn't teveya. But all of the rishenim are bothered by akasha. Good, the other person wasn't teveya. But he was maida that he owes sa'irim, and he does baldin kamei edim dami. How could he not be chayiv to fulfill the chayiv that he was maida to? He does baldin kamei edim dami. So Rashi, Bavakam, the Flamet, hey, writes that it's because the other person, the guy that was torn in chitim, is meichel, it's implicit in his taina of chitim, that he's being meichel on any claim that he may have to sa'irim. So Rashi's learning that over there, there's an assumption of a mechila. L'chayre, that means a mechila b'leiv, according to the Marshal, very good, it's a mechila b'leiv. According to the Ksais also, we could say that that because of the situation that he's being torn chitim and not the sa'irim, so it's clear that he means to be meichel any claim of sa'irim, so it's believe of a leiv kol adam. But according to Rav Shmuel, and according to Rav Baruch Ber, also it's nicha, because you could say, well, mechil is not called to making a chalais, maybe it's just a siluk, not a kinyan. But according to Rav Shmuel, whose whole yisayid in our sugya is that a mechil does need a ma'isa kinyan, not a ma'isa, but a kapanam, a dibur, because it's creating a kinyan, it's creating a chalais. And the only reason why over here in our sugya it was chal without one is because mikulei ksuvah shanu kan. And we could say b'doichik that in ksuba staf kaf dalet also it's working with mikuli ksuba shanukan. But what are you going to say about b'kamat aplamet? Hey, over there it's stama balchayv. It has nothing to do with the ksuba. And still we're saying that something is chal because of a mechila, and that mechila was never spoken out by anybody. L'chayre, that's a raya that mechila could be chal either in gansim b'leiv, like the marshal, or al-kapanim b'leiv kol adam, like the ksais. But how could you be miyashiv that sugya according to Rav Shmuel, who holds that a mechila needs a dibur to make a pichal? Except that we could be ma'ir, again, is not the sugya for here, but what we said that Rashi over there in Rav Kama learns that the p'tur is altz mechila is a big machlekes rishonim. The Rush over there learns differently, that it's altz haidas baldin on the other person's side, not altz mechila. So according to some Rishonim, and Echanami, it's not a kasha. But from the Rashi, you might become a Daphalam, hey, l'chayr, there's a kasha on this side of Reb Shmuel. Now let's talk, finally, about the words in the middle of Amud Beis, which are the same as the words at the beginning of Amud Aleph, but you Rava b'bari heyach. But here on Amud Beis, Rav is clarifying about a different halacha. Here, Rav is clarifying about the din of the Mishnah in Peah that we were just referring to. That if someone was Kasav Nechasav Lavanov and then he gave a karka kol shuhu to his wife. So we say that there's an umdina that she's meichel on her shibur of those nechasim that he gave to the banim. And Rav says, is that true only by a shchimera, or is it also true by a bari? And the Gemara on the first wide line comes to a conclusion, teiku. What do we do with this teiku? So there's a Rashbam on the next daf, on Kuflam and Gimel Amud Aleph, at the beginning of the wide lines, about four lines down in the wide lines, the Rashbam says, "V'kivinu b'teiku hilchach kivinu masafklan amrinan hamitzi mechaveiray dahinu ha'isha aleha lahavi haraya." He says that the isha, if there's a suffix here, whether or not she was meichel her ksuba, so lemaisa she cannot collect her ksuba because the isha is aleha lahavi raya. The Rambam, the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch also paskin this way that. Just like if a shchivimra had done this, we say that the isha can't collect from those nechasim. So too, if a bari does it, even though it's a suffix in the gemara, but lemaisa with a suffix, you can't collect because amoitzi mechaveri olav haraya. Oh, but lemaisa, the rif paskin is not like that. The rif paskin that since the isha has a ksuba, and he says hamid ksubasa al chaz kasa, that we should look at the chazaka of the ksuba that we know that. Before, she had a richtig ksuba. There was a chazaka that it was a good ksuba. And now there's a suffix about whether anything happened to change that chazaka of the ksuba. So the Rif says that misafik, we shouldn't change the chazaka of the ksuba, and she should still be able to collect whatever she was going to collect before. The Magen Mishnah, where this is brought down in the Rambam, in Perek Vav, the Magen Mishnah is metama on the Rif. What kind of halacha is this? Hamid ksuba al chazkasa adirabah. She's coming to be mitzi money. We should say hamitzi mechaveri olav haraya. So the Rabbi Kiveger. Rabbi Kiveger is in his chedushin on Bava Mitzia, but it's brought down in some. In the new Rabbi Kiveger is here in our sugya. Also, Rabbi Kiveger says that what we see from this riff is that a suffik mechila can't be mafkia from a shibud, since there was a vade shibud, suffik mechila that can't be mafkia from a shibud. But the arsameach. The Arsameach says that it could be that the pshat in the Rif and the Machlekes, the Rif and the Rashbam, is a Lishitasam. Because there's a Machlekes that we find a little earlier in the Sugya, when the Rashbam is explaining what's pshat in the Gemara Shaila. So the Rashbam learned that the whole din of the Mishnah in Peah, that in Isha is Maicha, once he's Machalek the Nechasim to his children, and he gives her also a Karka Kol Shehu. So there's an umdina that she's meichel. The Rashbam learned on Amud Aleph, and he repeats it again on Amud Beis, that the mechila is only from those nechasim. The Mishnah never means to say that she's meichel on her ksuba. She's meichel on the shibud nechasim, but avad, if he'll get more nechasim later on, she'll be able to collect from those nechasim, because she was never meichel on the ikra ksuba. The Rashbam on Amud Beis, in Dibur Maschel, Oy Dilma Hashtamiya Halaslei, where he's explaining Rav's Shaila, so he repeats again, that he holds that the shayla of the Gemara is only legabi whether she's meichel on the shibud nechasim, but avada the ikar ksuba she's not meichel. And then he brings down v'is dimafarshi. There are some explain dimibayi igavim nechasim dekaning lemachar oilai that the shayla is whether she could collect from the nechasim that he'll be getting later because the shayla is whether she's meichel on the whole ksuba. And the Rashbam says v'toos hu. He says it's not correct, and he brings a raya from the next daf that it's not correct. Aber Lamaisa, the Rishenim say that the Rimagash learned this way. This pshat that the Rashbam says v'tosu is the way that it's in the Rimagash, and it's Chedushim Amav Basra. The Rimagash explained the Gemara this way. And while we don't have a Raya Lehegya, how the Rif explained, Aber Lamaisa, the Rimagash, was the Talmud of the Rif. He was Makabal from the Rif. He took over the yeshiva of the Rif after the Rif died. And it's presumable then, it's likely, that if we see how the Rimagash, if the Rimagash spells out how he learned Pshat in the Gemara, Mestama the Rif also learned Pshat this way in the Gemara. So Zok the Arsameach. So there's two Pshatim in the Gemara. Are we donning about a Mechila in the Ksuba, or are we donning about a Mechila on specific Nechasim? Mele Zok the Rimagash. The Rif, who says, Hamid Ksuba al Chazkasa, that makes a lot of sense, Lafi the Pshat of the Rimagash, that we're dining on whether the Ksuba remains an effective Ksuba, or whether she was Meichel the Ksuba. On that Zakhtarif, there's a Chazaka. There's a Chazaka on the Ksuba that it was a good Ksuba. Hamid ksubasa al chazkasa, and don't be mafkir from the ksuba because of a suffik mechila. But according to the Rashbam, like the Ursameach, the suffik in the Gemara is not about the ksuba. Don't tell me Hamid ksuba al chazkasa. Avada were being mamid the ksuba al chazkasa. Nobody's chepering with the ksuba. Even if we assume that she can't collect, it's only from these nechasim that she can't collect. These nechasim that are now in the hands of the children, there's no chazaka, that the children were anyway never mechuyev. We're not coming to be moitzi the chazaka of the ksuba. True, we are coming to change the din of the shibur on these nechasim. But since we're not changing the status of the ksuba, the ksuba is remaining in effect, even if we say that she can't collect from these nechasim. The ksuba is remaining in effect, so that's why the Rashbam was not bothered by the svara of the Rif that hamei ksubasa al cheskasa. So this shaila of whether we are poshet our suffek in favor of the isha because of the cheskas ksuba, or in favor of the baal or the children of the baal because of the nechasim hamei mechavayla faraya, is really totally on whether the shaila was a shaila about the ksuba or a shaila about the specific nechasim.
Let's add a short nekuda that's Messiah that ties together a number of the inyanim that we talked about during the shir. In the second shtickle, we talked about the kash that Rabbi Chanan asked, that when the Gemara says that we see Rabbi Nachman doesn't hold of an umdina, mineyu bay, in that shtickle we heard Rabbi Nachman yes holding of umdina and not holding of umdina. He was holding of the umdina that the ish is meichel ksuba, not holding of the umdina that if there's a baal chayiv that comes before this batana, then she doesn't want to be meichel ksuba. The Gemara calls that he doesn't hold of umdina. But why does the Gemara spalt it like that this umdina yes and this umdina not, if he doesn't hold of umdina? That was the Bukharan's kasha. Bukharan gave a teretz based on the idea that tanai milsach risihi. We mentioned then that Rabbi Chanan himself acknowledges that Yisrael is really totally on a machlekes rishayim, and this teretz may not work l'chol hadayif. There's another teretz to this kasha. It's based on Rabbi Shmuel's vart that we said over in the fourth shtickle of the shir. When Rabbi Shmuel was explaining the Gemara on the top of Amud Beis, Mikulei Ksuba Shanukan, and we were bothered, why does he have to come out to Kulei Ksuba? Why don't we just say that the Mechila is based on an Umdina? Umdina's work, Me'ikir Adin. Why do you need to come on to a special takan of Mikulei Ksuba? And Rabbi Shmuel explained, Alpi, the Yisrael of Baruch Ber, that when it comes to making a Chalois, there's no such thing as Umdina. Umdina's don't help, because umdina can make something believe kol adam. If the whole problem was devarim shebelevi and devarim, then umdina will help. It'll make a believe kol adam. But if the problem was that you need a dibur to make a chaleis, because a chaleis is not chal al yedei machshav l'chud, so what does it help for that it's believe kol adam? So an umdina can really never make a chaleis. So Rav Shmuel said that's why the Gemara on the top of Amud Beis had to come on to Mikulei Ksuba Shanukan. Because even though, yes, there's a richtige umdina, there's a very strong umdina that she means to be meichel, but in order to actually make a mechila, you need a takana, a mekulei ksuba shanukan. So then Rabbi Shmuel is meisif. That's also the teretz to the kasha of Rabbi Chanan on the Gemara in Amud Aleph. That which the Gemara in Amud Aleph said, that michlal de lesle le Rav Nachman, de loizel Rav Nachman, baser umdina. And we were bothered, Mamaram Shach, if he doesn't go Basar Umdina Le'inyan, that if the Baal Chayv is going to come, I don't want to be Michael, then why does he go Basar Umdina Le'inyan the Iker Mechila? Teretz is, the Iker Mechila is not based on Umdina. Al Pi Dvarav from Amud Beis, an Umdina could never make an Iker Mechila. So what was the Iker Mechila based on? Al Karchach, it was based on the Mikulei Ksuba Shanukan. And even though the Gemara only said the word Mikulei Ksuba, Legabe, the Mishnah in Peah, Legabi, the case of a case of nechash for the bond of a case of ishte karka kolshu, on that the Gemara said that there's a din of that the lumness is the reason why it's working is mikulei ksuba. But al karkach, for the same reason that one has to come onto the mikulei ksuba, the previous din also had to come onto the mikulei ksuba. That which we have in the braisa earlier up on the amud, kasav kol nechash for the ishte v'yatzalav shtar chayiv. And the Chum say over there that we assume that once he was Kaysev al-Kol Nechasav, so she was Meichel Har Ksuba, Tikra Ksubas, V'tamar al-Matanasa, that Umdina that she was Meichel Har Ksuba, that Mechila has the same problem as the Mechila on Amud Beis. Well, how can we say she's Meichel Har Ksuba? Ksuba is not Chal B'machshav al-Chud. And the terrace is, you have to come on to Mikulei Ksuba Shanukan. It's Meilezak to Reb Shmuel,
So that mechila is not because Rabbi Nachman holds of umdina. That mechila is because mekulik subashanu kan. That's the special takanas chachamim. The only part of the sugi that's really totally on umdina is that which she doesn't want the mechila to be chal al menas on the tzad that Rabbi Chayiv is going to come that's kaidim to the matana. And so there's an umdina taka that she wouldn't want the mechila to be chal. Rav Nachman, who says that the mechila is chal b'chal leifin, so I the last layer of Nachman umdina. Means he doesn't hold of umdina. Rav Chanan's kashif, so how is the mechila going to be chal in the first place? That's because mekulei ksuba shanu kan.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.